Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
What's going on, Kid Nation? We're out here at the Diplomat Beach Resort having a blast on our family vacation.
We are.
Man, I just saw that Venmo introduced its own debit card yesterday.
What?
It'll link directly to your account now.
Oh!
But your card already links to it.
Yeah, it's already on your app. I don't know why they would come out with the card when that's why we wanted Venmo.
I'm so weirded out that you can see people's transactions publicly. I make all of mine private, but to scroll through and see my friends and things they pay for, it's so weird.
The New York Post just had an article about so many people having FOMO because of Venmo. Because you see
people going out of town paying each other. Like, why was
that? Yeah, they'll be like, hold on 1 second. All my friends were paying each other back from Saturday night, but I was at home Saturday night. Nobody invited me, and that's how people are finding out that they're being left out.
Or you're just broke and couldn't go out with your friends.
No, these are people that weren't invited. So they were talking to a bunch of millennials that were saying, yeah, this is how it's making me depressed because now I'm realizing that my friends don't like me because of Venmo.
Hmm. I see that. Kind of like Kelly not inviting us to her party, so she has.
It's like when Kelly didn't invite us to her pool party. Look on it. New York Post called it Venmo anxiety. Mm. It's a real thing right now.
Speaking of anxiety, Mr. Allen just walked in.
Yeah, we felt anxiety yesterday.
Gave us a little anxiety.
Hello, Allen.
Hello, Allen.
Is your mic on?
Yeah, he on. So yesterday, we were having a good time at the pool. We're doing some stuff. We're filming our TV show.
What TV show, JC?
Oh,
Kid Nation TV, Big Al Mac. Be on the lookout for that.
It's coming.
Yeah.
When can we catch this?
Around end of July-ish.
Yeah. July 30th.
July 30th.
So they're going to do some test markets, JC.
All throughout
Texas.
Yeah,
we're doing some...
Just some markets where you're listening to us.
So hopefully you catch that. And
if it's successful.
If it all goes well, it'll continue. If not, we'll
on
say... If not,
larger
we'll just,
scale.
Yeah.
We're kicking it off with a bang.
Right. And if it does not go
or
well...
Or a bulge.
If it does not go well, you'll just hear us say, we just got tired of it and we didn't want to do it again. You know, we'll make up an excuse.
But, I'm proud of how ballsy y'all were yesterday.
Oh, pun intended, huh?
yes.
So, Allen, out of the blue, the camera guys and the producer pull us aside and say, hey, Allen, have something for you guys. Will you guys follow us? And we walk up to this other cabana away from the entire pool.
Yep.
Where Allen is sitting there with three bags.
Yeah.
Gift bags.
And I was excited.
You like presents? Who doesn't like presents?
I love presents. And Allen is a guy that hooks it up with nice things and cool things.
Yeah, well, this idea came from Kelly and I just brainstorming, you know, a gift I could give the guys. And we were in the backyard at Evans Manor.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So you're in your mantee in the pool.
Well, we were at the pool, yeah.
Okay. Just having fun at the pool.
Yeah, just frolicking around in the pool.
And you know what? Alan's a big whiskey guy, and I recently got into whiskey, so I'm thinking, oh, my dude probably got me some, like, poppy or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No better occasion to
Don't be looking for no pappy in your bag.
About $300.
Or he was setting us up for a nice magic trick.
Or something,
What's in the box?
Like a magic set or something so we could get started? That would be great on TV, us learning how to do some magic.
I had me nice little gift bags, too. We had a baby boy. We had an emoji with hearts.
Uh-huh.
I think that was yours, JC.
Yeah, that was mine.
And then Al's, I think, was just kind of a colorful
generic
one.
Yeah, just generic.
Generic.
Yeah. So then you reached in the bag, and what'd you find?
Well, you told us to open up the bags, and we reached in there, and it was a very small box.
Tiny box.
Of that very small box was an even tinier pair of Speedos.
Yes.
That was my reaction as soon as I saw them.
It was like a magic trick, because he made our swim trunks disappear.
Almost.
Yeah. Basically, he turned them into undies.
Oh, Justin was excited. JC and I, on the other hand, were not as excited.
Because you knew what was about to come. You're going to put them on right away.
We're going to put them on.
Well, that's exactly what happened. They said, go put them on.
And I haven't worn swim trunks like this since I was in the sixth grade, I believe, at St. Mark's. We had to take swim class.
These were the same size ones you wore in sixth grade, right?
Yes.
I had said I hadn't worn any since I was probably 8 years old when I moved to the United States. And then I remembered, Kid Craddock made me wear Speedos the first week I was here. I just put that so far back into my mind because it was so scarring and traumatizing.
Right.
Well, in European and in countries and in Mexico, a man in a Speedo is...
That's totally cool.
Very common.
No big deal.
Yeah.
I was telling the story of the first... We went to this field trip when I was in elementary school to a water park, and we all showed up, and everybody was in shorts, and I was like, when are we going to take off our shorts, you know, and go into the slides? And my teacher looked at me and she goes, what do you mean? And I said, well, nobody's wearing their Speedo. So I ended up having to sit off to the side because I wore Speedos and the boys were making fun of me. So my teacher took me off to the side.
Oh, you got Speedo bullied.
Yeah, I got Speedo bullied. So that was one of the most traumatizing experiences.
But how'd they feel? It didn't feel too bad, right?
No, it felt pretty bad.
That doesn't feel bad. It's just...
They were tight.
They were very tight.
And mine were 38s.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm a 36, 8.
Sorry. You're not a 36.
But
I could have used a 36.
But these, I mean, I could barely get my leg through the leg hole.
You just said they were too big, but now you're saying they were too small.
Too small. That's what I mean. I'm sorry. They're too small.
Putting your legs in too scrunchies.
Yeah. And so I'm like, and then trying to pull them up. And this is while we're in the cabana. So yeah. Don, the engineer, is sitting there, and I'm just hanging all out.
Al's bare butt.
About naked.
6 inches away from Don's face.
Right.
Don didn't even flinch. He just sat there and he's like, whatever.
He's
dude.
Probably seen. He goes, so that's not life. You don't want to know.
Don's like, I played hockey. It's all good.
Yeah.
So I'm putting it on here and trying to pull it up. And I'm like, come on, junk. And so I finally get everything kind of tucked and stuffed, you know, where it can go.
Make sure everything's covered up.
Yeah, and then we wrap the towel around ourselves because I don't know. I just wasn't ready to reveal to the Diplomat Beach Resort
what was going on.
What was happening here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
I had a similar experience. I put mine on. It actually was tighter than I remembered Speedos being, but they need to be tight because you have to be able to swim fast. It was just when I glanced down and I realized, oh, crap, your boy didn't get to... you know, groom a little bit.
Tumbleweeds.
What y'all are thinking? We're coming to the beach.
Yeah, well, I usually wear shorts, so nobody needs to be seeing.
Bikini line.
Yeah, like I'll trim the other. Yeah, other parts, uh-huh. But normally
your poor wife, though.
Normally the legs, you leave them alone because, you know, I don't want the rubbing and the itchiness. So I leave those bad boys going.
Yeah.
And that was where I was like, crap, man. This is not going to be a good look out there.
No, not at all. But Justin, on the other hand, was just as happy.
Oh,
happy,
I did a cartwheel.
Justin was making fun of JC. It's so funny. I have a picture. He's stuffing seaweed in a Speedo. Like, this is what JC looks like.
I was a little bit envious of Justin and how free he was. Like, he's like, whatever.
Justin is so confident.
So I got some fro hanging out. It's okay. He's just jumping around.
He's jumping around.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
So then you guys did a leisurely jog.
Yes, we did a leisurely jog on the beach.
Like we were on Baywatch, and we were the hottest babes in the sea.
But watching y'all frolic and splash each other in the ocean, I felt for a moment like I had taken drugs. I'm like, what's happening right now?
It was very Zoolander-ish, you know, the frolicking.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll have all this on
the show.
KidNation.com, TV show, on our social media.
He jumped on everyone's back at one point, right?
Yeah,
I know he jumped
bag.
On my back.
He did.
Yes. Just yours.
So then I tackled him back, and then I felt weird about it. Doing that, and then my wife showed me the video of me doing that, and it looked weirder.
Now, you know what I noticed too? Bossman George looked a little forlorn, like that he wanted to be a part of this, but he didn't want to be a part of it.
He felt a little left out.
I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he kind of wanted to wear a Speedo, but I didn't get him one.
I actually felt better because I started looking around. I'm like, Cristiano Ronaldo wears Speedos, and he was wearing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
Mm, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, it takes a, I guess, a, what they call a real man to be secure and. Doing that?
No, but then I realized Cristiano Ronaldo has like the smoothest legs ever.
Well, you know, that's how the game started. Gay or European, and none of y'all are European.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we put the ball in football. So we have to talk about the surprise because we're kind of going back a little bit, but.
Hey.
The surprise that... No, I was looking around because I didn't know if you guys knew what I was doing.
I know. I don't know where you're going.
This whole gift thing was a surprise that everybody kind of knew about except for us.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, this was supposed to be just thrown up on Al, me, and part-time Justin.
So, for apparently about a week, these guys had kept this surprise. This was top secret.
Incredible.
Nobody knew any of the three of us didn't have a clue as to what was going on.
And I should have, Al, because every time I said, I'm so excited about our family vacation, White Cheddar, our producer, and producer Nick would always chuckle.
Right.
like, why are you guys chuckling?
Something's going on.
Yeah, but I didn't think twice about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're setting this whole thing up for TV, and don't look in the bag. This is a surprise. Don't look in the bag. Don't look in the bag. And so we're like, I'm not going to look in the bag. So one of the camera guys And they say, you ready to shoot? We're ready to shoot. Got to get the perfect shot when they see the surprise. All right. The camera guy goes, all right, Speedo, take one.
Speedo, surprise, take one.
Speedo, surprise, take one.
And he does not flinch. He just keeps going on. Gets it, and then I just see everybody stare. And I'm looking at the box, a little bag Alan gave us. And I'm like, wait, what the hell did he just say? What did he just say?
It's the biggest record scratch moment. Everyone's like... What did you just say?
What?
Oh my God.
That's so good.
And then he looks up and he goes, what? And Kelly goes, well, thanks.
Yeah, I'm like, you just ruined it. It was supposed to be a surprise.
Yeah, kept the surprise from Texas to Florida.
Can we keep that in? Can we keep that part in the TV show?
I don't know.
Like the behind the scenes moment.
Nobody was filming that part. I don't know.
They were rolling. Yeah. Usually they start rolling before they tell you to go.
It was hilarious.
That's so good.
It was hilarious.
Speedo surprise.
Take one.
Well, everybody's ruined.
Changing the name of our photo share album to Speedo Surprise.
So when you watch it on TV, look at how great our acting skills are.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we had to act like we didn't know what was going on.
Because we were already in fear, you know, so we had to get rid of that fear and bring it back.
It was still a surprise, though. We didn't know what colors we were going to get.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't know what colors we were going to get.
Mine was a rainbow. I looked like a Skittles package.
You look like a package.
Yeah, some kind of package.
By the way, Speedos are expensive.
Oh, I didn't look at the price.
They cost more than my board shorts. And you're getting way less material.
It's that kind of material.
Like, how come?
Think about why, girls, we think it's crazy how expensive our bathing suits are for such little fabric.
I was thinking Speedo should be $5.
Yeah.
Nah. Based on how much you get. No, man.
What, was it like 60?
No, it was half of that.
Good. Okay.
But still, that's expensive.
But those thongs that I bought us were also expensive, like $25 to $30
those
each.
What?
Those thongs that we wore?
I remember. Yeah.
Surprise. Take one.
Did you bring your thong on the vacation?
No. Yeah. No. That thong has not seen the light of day. And speaking
will
of
will your Speedo see the light of day
Speedo
again?
Doesn't want to see the light of day right now because that Speedo is I got my money's worth, your money's worth out of it.
You're not going to use it ever again?
I don't anticipate.
What if you get a Bumble swipe though?
Yeah, and she says, "I love Speedos."
Well, then I guess I got to be Speedo Man.
Yeah, Speedo Man. I'm going to wear them just so I can change my
Will you guys wear it today for the activity today?
No.
Yes, please?
No. Today's activity, I don't want something.
It's too much jiggle and wiggle.
Like something could pop out.
I want to see you flying around in that.
They're good. It could be hazardous today to wear that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Alan.
Yeah, thank
you're
Alan.
The best.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, thanks, Alan. You're the best.
And he looks great in a Speedo, too, with that tan skin.
Yeah, he already had the tan going. He had that.
Kelly, you got yourself a nice looking man.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I guess if you want to go see the dang pictures, go to kidnation.com. They're right there.
Eat your breakfast first.
Forever. They'll be forever.
Swing by the gym.
Yeah. Nah, man, I went to the gym and everything. I still... Yeah. No,
you look good, JC. You know you did.
It's still a Speedo. Again, kidnation.com. We're live from the Diplomat Beach Resort. It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation. We'll be right back.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What you guys laughing at? I missed it.
Wow, nothing.
Nothing we got to talk about?
Not going to put that out there.
Why?
Nothing.
I missed it.
No.
I missed it. I prefer to just sit here and bask in the greatness of the Diplomat Beach Resort.
Yeah, we're on our family vacation right now. Big Al Mac, just give me a little taste of what the Diplomat has to offer for us.
Off the top of my head, JC, it's pretty much an iconic Florida beach resort, reborn.
Right. That's what I heard.
A grand reimagining of legendary Florida culture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Diplomat Beach Resort brings iconic hospitality back, wrapped in a spirited escape to sunny shores feeling.
That's what it is right there.
Really.
Yeah, you two can live this.
You know what I love finding out yesterday?
What, Kelly?
Was that like Frank Sinatra used to hang out
here. I know.
And the Rat Pack. I mean, that makes that old... Oh, I just love that vibe.
And it was good enough for Frank to stay back then. Now it's even better because they spent a bunch of money to make it better.
They have updated it since then. That's the big... You know, they've done the big renovation, so it's beautiful. But still to know that spirit and energy is here is really cool.
It's the reason that the pools are all blue after old Blue Eyes himself.
And I heard some people talking that there's some handsome men and Speedos running around. I don't know who
that could have been.
From the text, Kid Nation members have written us and said, hey, can y'all do a Kid Nation calendar with the men and their Speedos?
Yes.
No. We can't do
that.
Well,
we were going to, but they were going to give me February because it's the shortest month of the year.
Yeah.
It's Black History Month, though.
Oh, okay. And that, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Just watch Jenna's Instagram post. I'm shook. Yeah, you should be. Yeah. Surprisingly, the pictures of you guys running looks good. Proud of you guys. Some brandy.
Right?
They really do.
Yeah. Mm. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
It's still... It was
okay.
Once we were running around, it was very liberating, you know? And hopefully the man who's sitting with us did not get any complaints about what went down yesterday because he is the president of Visit Florida.
The CEO of the state of Florida.
Ken Lawson, already wearing a suit this morning.
Hey.
My man.
What's up? Sure respect. How you doing?
What's up, Ken?
Hey, welcome to Florida. Welcome down south. I'm glad you are here.
Oh, my gosh.
You're the president of Florida, basically.
No. I'm a humble syrup. Make sure we sell sunshine across the nation and the world.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, what are you doing while you're down here? Tell me.
I think today we're going to go do some flyboarding.
Get out.
Yeah. I was asking Ken if he's done it.
I haven't done it yet.
He basically owns Florida, so he should have done it.
So flyboarding is where you put the boots on that shoot water out of the boots and sends you up in the air, right?
Right.
That is so cool.
Yeah, there's a few ways, but I think we're doing like the jetpack and stuff, but we're doing the board.
Do black people do that, though?
Oh, yeah. Everyone does that. All right. Okay. The Jetsons do it. Okay. But while you're in Florida, you got to do that and some more. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So your job is to get people out here to the beautiful state of Florida to have fun, right?
I got the best job in the world.
Yeah, it can't be hard to entice people to come to Florida.
You know, we got sunshine. We got the diversity of Florida. All right. I got up north pine trees. You know, I got rivers. You know, and down here, I got sunshine and some good food.
All right.
All right, some good Cuban food. I had
talk
a caipirinha last night. Sorry about that. But you know what?
Yeah.
I want you to enjoy every single thing we got in this state.
We haven't had Cuban food yet. I'm telling you, we've had two of the best meals we've ever had for dinner.
So
first
where
night.
At, where at?
We went to Council.
Monkey Tail first night.
Yeah.
And then we went to Council Oak yesterday.
No, that's huge. That's good food.
Man, but where's the Cuban spot?
It's down the street from the hotel.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think it's Padrino's. I went there last night. I had some paella. I had a mojito. You know, if you are in Michigan and you're listening to this show, come on down and go to that place. All right.
Yeah, but bring in a size larger shorts because my shorts are too tight this morning.
Right.
Ooh.
You got to bring, like, expandable waistbands.
Because you're going to eat a lot and have a lot of fun.
I'm already in my sweatpants and it's Tuesday.
Jenna, my shorts are too tight.
And this area, Fort Lauderdale, in the area we're in right now, is perfect, not just for single people, but I see a lot of families out here.
Let me tell you what.
They're blending in quite perfectly.
They are. I mean, Fort Lauderdale is open. It's diverse.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Family, single, straight, gay. We don't care who you are. Just that you have an open heart.
Yeah.
You just enjoy us. All right?
Enjoy you.
And you were all good with us running around in Speedos yesterday. People weren't angry. Nothing. No complaints.
No complaints.
Well, there's this one guy from North South Georgia say that. Cover it up. But you know what? I'm good.
Cover that up.
And you like to go out and hang out, so you know all the hot spots. That's why we're getting to go to all the cool places, and then we pass it along to Kid Nation.
Exactly. You know what? I've been traveling since I've been
talking
to
your microphone. Kid.
I'm talking right now.
Respect the president.
Yeah, all right, buddy. You know, give me some guidance. But you know what? Since I've been in this job, I've been traveling the whole state.
Yeah.
I need to make sure I find not only the hot spots, but the hidden spots. Because we have some hidden jewels in Florida.
Mm.
I want to make sure everyone opens their heart and love them.
Right? Yeah. All right.
So when you come back again.
Yeah.
All right, come back again.
I will visit
Florida.
Something
different, okay?
I will.
All right, taste and enjoy.
I will visit
Florida.
What's
your favorite hidden jewel?
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. Now, I love all of Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
There's a place in Sarasota, the Ringling Museum. Oh, my God. You should see the art there. And, like, it's a hip, sexy place. And it has this vibe that you think, oh, they're just older people. No. It's like a range of restaurants, museums, and culture. Oh, my God. You would just so enjoy it.
Okay.
I want to hang out with Ken. You
want to
hang out with us today, Ken?
I would love to if I had time, but you know what?
Oh,
at this moment right now, I'm seizing it.
Yeah. So if people want to find out, they go to visitflorida.com to find out all these little...
visitflorida.com. Okay, go to our website, search, and enjoy, because we got a lot to offer. Come on over.
All right. That's a promo.
Do you
right
do
there.
The commercials for Ford ever?
Well, you know, not this year, but maybe next year I can go up to that job.
Ken's getting me all pumped up.
We should film our own Visit Florida commercials.
I know.
If I was at home, I'd feel guilty not being in Florida listening to Ken talk.
Right, I'm telling you, man.
His name's Ken Lawson, so if you ever come down here...
He's the CEO of the state of Florida.
Yeah.
Of Visit Florida. Thank you, Ken.
Hey, I love you. Thank you for being here.
No, we love you for allowing us to be here.
Wonderful energy you brought to the show. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to seeing you a lot more in the future.
You betcha, my brother.
We're going to be coming back to Florida a lot.
All right.
And coming up next, we have some good news for Kid Nation.
This is not Speedo good news like Alan said.
No, that was... that's, I mean, it's good news for some people, it's bad news for us. No, this is good news for all of Kid Nation because, you know, they always tell you when you're in school, set a goal, reach that goal.
Okay.
Well, we set a goal, and we have some awesome news to give you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome back, Kid Nation. Everybody's enjoying the Speedo pictures at KidNation.com. Good for you guys.
Really? Everybody?
Really?
Well, at least the ones I choose to read. They're also on Instagram and everything. We did get a text that said, who got waxed? You said somebody was going to get a surprise yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Today. Nobody's been waxed today, but I think I should get it,
Sonny?
If we wear a Speedo again.
I think tomorrow, right, Russ?
We're doing it tomorrow?
Yep.
Hey, Russface.
Oh, yeah, Russface. Hey. Russface is joining us right now on the show.
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Thanks for organizing all of this.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's been, you guys been having fun?
Yes.
Yeah. Great time.
Look at Russ putting the leg up. He's like, yeah.
Hi.
You guys enjoying my work?
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're going to have to roll me out of here at some point. But
yeah, no lie.
We'll get a wheelchair or something. Yeah, we got you.
How'd you get us all this food, Russ? Because I feel like we're nonstop eating.
Visit Florida and the Diplomat have been taking good care of us.
Yeah,
like they do. Yeah.
Now, before we came on this family vacation, we did have something going on Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
We had our game called The King Of, and we wanted you to help us, Kid Nation, because we needed a certain amount of money so that we could put these out there and circulate them, right?
Yeah, our goal was, I mean, like anything else, you know, you have to print a certain number, and it costs money to do that. And so anybody that does a Kickstarter, they create a goal.
Yep.
And the way Kickstarter works, for people that don't know, is if you don't meet that goal, then everybody gets their money back, because you need that money to fund the project.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And our goal was $10,000, and we were selling these games, The King Of, which we've played on the air, for $20. It includes free shipping, or you can actually, for $35, you guys are all going to sign them for people, too. I don't know if you knew that, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw it on Kickstarter, so I figured, that was going to happen.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, so...
And then there was one where you could create your own card, and then we'd put it in the deck and all that.
Yeah, and it's actually... still open until Thursday night at midnight. So anybody that wants to donate, or not donate, but anybody that wants to help us fund it can still do that and get a copy of the game.
And the good news is?
The good news is yesterday afternoon we hit our goal of $10,000.
Oh, wow. So it's a fun do.
It's a fun do.
It is a fun do.
Yay.
Yay.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
So we were not rejected by Kid Nation members.
No.
Awesome.
People
thank
actually
you.
Like the idea.
We have fun game.
We have an official side hustle now. We have our own game.
Wow.
Card game.
This will be so fun for everyone to play, too, around holidays and whatnot with their families.
Yeah.
Getting some fights.
The cool thing is you can play with your kids.
Yeah.
You can play with your friends and get a little bit dirty if you want to. It's up to you. Because there's different cards in that deck.
And it's so easy to play. All you have to do is know the world. You just got to
know the world.
Know the world.
Know the world.
Well
know
said,
the
world. Justin. Well said.
You just got to be able
to. We already got that money.
What'd you say, Kelly?
I'm glad we already got that money raised.
Just know stuff.
Yeah.
Just part-time just to do the promotion.
Is know the world.
That's the motto. Let's put that. Is it too late to put that on each deck of cards? All you have to do is know the world.
That's all you got to do. Yeah. That's so easy to play.
So now what do we do? Now we're going to be able to put them in stores or what?
Or
we just can print them.
We can print them, and then we'll ship them off to everybody. The goal date is September, that everybody will have them in their hands. And then we'll have some extra that we'll do some other fun stuff with.
All right.
But you still have till Thursday night, midnight central, I believe is the time. But, yeah, you can look on Kickstarter. Actually, KidNation.com has the link as well.
So is everybody at the office like co-owners of this game or what?
I don't know.
I have that breakdown.
George is over there, so yeah, I don't know.
George,
we can ask him.
Are we all co-owners? Is this officially a side hustle for everybody?
Yes.
Good answer, George.
Maybe we get a nicer Christmas party this year. Maybe
so when this becomes the next Monopoly, we all get a cut?
George,
look at George, not me.
George says all you have to do is know the world.
It could become the next Monopoly.
Somehow I think Monopoly sold more than $10,000 worth, though. But
you got to start small. You got to start somewhere.
Well, right. That's why I was making that analogy.
37% of Americans say they have a side hustle, according to the survey.
Really?
And they make an average of $686 a month with this side hustle, which is about $8,200 a year. So get your side hustle at least.
Yeah.
That's a little something right there.
And we're committed for... 151 signed copies.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah. You can get to signing.
Yeah.
But hey, if people still want, can they still get in?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll still sign them if
we
you
sure
go
will.
online and do that.
We should play a game right now.
We should play a round of a King of?
Yes.
Yeah, because earlier we tried to play King of Shepherds.
It was sloppy.
But that was Al's idea.
We weren't ready.
And we didn't know the world then. But now
we yeah, now we know the world.
Now we know the world.
Deck of cards.
Did we bring it?
Where is
it?
Yeah,
Russ brought it. Where is it, Russ?
Did you bring it?
I didn't bring it to the office. Here. I've got one that was in it.
Okay.
One you've already practiced?
No. Okay. It's just off the top of my head.
All right. Yeah.
Candy brands.
Candy brands.
So I'll start with Nerds.
Okay.
Shout out.
Which way are we going?
Let's just go clockwise.
Okay.
So you're next, JC.
Laffy Taffy.
Fun Dip.
Tootsie Roll. Bazooka.
Skittles.
Snickers.
Hershey Kisses.
Blow Pop.
M&M's.
Tootsie Roll.
I said
already
it.
Said.
You out.
How did I miss
How
that?
How did you do that?
In the
that?
First, yeah, second
come
round.
On.
I'm too busy trying to think of one. I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Three Musketeers.
I'm good. Milky Way.
Pelon Pelo Rico.
Red.
What do you mean, no? That's a candy.
You know, you're going to start saying stuff that we'll have no idea.
That's on the truth or not. Mexican one.
I know, but we're not going to have any way. We have to shut down the game to research.
No,
every
you
one
don't. It's the push one that I've given you before.
I think
we
I
need
think
diversity
counts.
In this game.
I get
it's
it, but we can't just all shut down every time you say something
it's
in Spanish.
It's sold in every American store as well in the Mexican section.
Thank you for bringing Mexico to our game.
Thank you.
This could go so many directions right now.
Muchas gracias, homeboy.
See, like a regular game, people fight. It's cool.
Okay, so who's next?
Red Hots.
Nice.
Kit Kat.
Is there? Oh, Al's out.
Al's out.
Oh, Reese's Pieces.
Twizzler.
Starburst.
Gobstoppers.
Butterfingers.
Baby Ruth.
Sour Patch Kids.
Payday.
Whatchamacallit.
Red Hots.
I said it.
Oh!
Astro Pop.
What is that?
It's that one that's shaped like a needle.
Okay.
Isn't that an ice?
Isn't that a popsicle?
No.
No.
Yeah, chill. Okay. Let's go with Caramello.
Oh, very nice. Yes.
JC stalling.
No, I'm not stalling. I'm just Come thinking on. About the delicious
Five,
candy that you're
four,
doing. Mike and
three,
I
three,
okay.
two, one.
He said it.
Oh.
Peanut M&M's. Raisinets.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I got a good
Crunchy M&M's.
Oh, you can't be doing different flavors.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Crunch Bar.
Ooh, nice. Good.
Five.
Yeah,
four,
I'll be out just
three,
for to make
dang.
This go quicker.
Okay, okay.
That's fine.
Well,
go for it.
Now it's me and Kelly.
Mr. Good Bar.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Five.
There. Yeah.
Four.
Three. Two.
Tropical
one.
Skittles.
One. No,
that's a flavor. I'm the king of candy.
You are
yeah.
the queen.
Yay.
You are the queen of candy.
I wanted to win candy.
I had more to go. I had score. Yeah. A Heath Bar. Score Bar. Oh. Have you ever had a score?
No one said Reese's Cup.
No.
And I had Payday in my back pocket.
Someone said
I said Payday.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I didn't say
I wish
it.
You would have said it.
Almond Joys.
Whatchamacallit.
I said it.
Yes. Woo, everything.
See, this game's hard because you're
you
thinking so
you
hard.
Said. What I do is I type out what you guys have already said, and then Smart. I also, in the meantime, type out. I still had a whole list. Well, why not?
Oh,
why
that's
not?
Strategy, girl.
Is that cheating, though? Is that in the rules that you can't write stuff down? I don't
even
know.
What are the rules, Russ?
You know, we don't have rules.
There
you
go.
The good thing about this is you can kind of create your own house rules. So,
yeah, and you get 5 seconds to come up with the answer. I think that's a good rule.
Yeah, when you have 5 seconds and it's going lightning like that, it's too hard to keep up.
Yeah. So there
cool.
you go.
Well, fun.
We have a fun do on our hands.
Yeah, we do.
With the king of... right there. What are you looking at, Big Al?
Well, I'm just asking. I wanted to ask part-time Justin, do you have to know the world... or is it better to know the universe?
Oh, wait, good question.
It's better to know the world.
Really
world.
Hey, that's not funny.
Know your own home, you know?
Yeah. We're the show that makes you more stupid.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can actually go to kidnation.com as well and find all our Instagrams and our Facebooks and Twitters if you want to follow along while we're here on our family vacation. And real quick.
Yeah.
If you own a pool and you have those little noodles, you know what I'm talking about, that you swim on. Real quick, before we get into what we're about to talk about.
What?
A little tidbit.
Yeah, a little tidbit news for you real quick, because someone in Arizona grabbed their pool noodle to go swimming the other day.
Oh, please don't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Kelly, you be careful now.
Oh.
Because there was a rattlesnake hiding in it along with all its babies.
Oh. You know those little noodles? They got a little hole in the middle of them, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Normally you put them between your legs.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
And they're,
Okay, what are the odds?
I'm getting rid of clothes.
Well, in Arizona, they're probably pretty good.
Well, we found noodles that are wrapped in vinyl, so they don't have the holes. Right. Get those, too.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. A firefighter said that, look, it's really hot outside, so the snakes are going to be looking for somewhere cool to hide.
And these cool, damp place.
They have a cool hole in there, and it's already damp because you probably used it at the pool, so they're going to sneak in there.
It's so small, though.
And the baby rattlesnakes don't know how to bite correctly yet, so they're even more dangerous than the mama one. Yeah, they latch on and they just release all that venom.
No one got hurt, though?
Nobody got hurt. The person who found the rattlesnakes luckily found them before he had it between his legs.
I have the chills.
Yeah.
That is scary.
So that's your PSA for if you're a pool owner.
Don't let your snake hide in a noodle. That's what we learned from this.
Yeah.
God, that reminded me. I was telling White Cheddar this morning, I had the weirdest dream, but my dream in it were snakes and Tom Hardy.
Because of our speedo?
I don't... I dreamt there were snakes everywhere, and I also dreamt that I went on a date with Tom Hardy. So why would I dream that? Why would I dream about snakes and Tom Hardy last
night? I don't know.
Well, Google it. Google your dream interpretation.
I never have vivid dreams anymore, and I love analyzing other people.
Snakes mean something.
Isn't he playing Venom?
Tom Hardy's your celeb crush, though, isn't it?
I love him. I love him.
Yeah, dating a celebrity means something, and snakes mean something.
Yeah, so we got to look that up.
Who hid the blankety-blank snakes and the blankety-blank noodles?
Dreaming of snakes could mean healing and transformation are taking place.
There you go.
Transformation.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You're transforming.
I'm transforming into what?
To Dewan.
No.
Yeah.
And you're healing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Jenna Dewan, too.
I am in a great mood.
Yeah. Speaking of transformations.
Yeah.
Part-time Justin is transforming on this trip.
At least he's
trying. He's learning some things. Yeah, and last night he learned the hard way with the girls.
I learned so hard. We were at dinner last night, and I'm sitting with George and Jenna and Kinsey and my new girlfriend Ashley. And we're talking and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And the girls need to go up.
And we're talking and stuff like that.
And the girls need to go to the restroom. And I was like, I might as well go to the restroom too. And I thought
we wanted to go to the bathroom with the girls.
Which is cool because the bathroom was outside of the restaurant, so it was a little bit away. So it's okay to escort the girls when it's that far away to make sure everything goes well.
Well, my mind was just to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I get up with these girls, and I'm like, you know, here I am going to the bathroom with girls. I am practically a girl, you know. I feel bad because we left George hanging at the edge of the table with no one to talk to.
Let me just add that the three of us, when the girls leave, we just, like, did our thing kind of quickly, and we leave, and we're standing outside the bathroom waiting on Justin because the men and women's were kind of connected, you know?
Yeah.
And so we're standing there for a second, and they're like, I bet he already went back. And I'm thinking, well, that's weird. We were pretty fast, and he'd be standing out here waiting on us, right?
He might not know the rules.
So he clearly didn't, because we waited about a minute for him, and then we just walked back, and he's sitting at the table.
Right. Talking to George.
Right.
Because you felt bad for leaving George by himself at the table.
Here I am thinking, man, I should have just waited with George.
You go together, you return together.
That's the rule.
And I didn't know that.
Exactly.
So here we are, I'm sitting down, and Jenna, like, kind of hits me on the shoulder, and she goes, you weren't going to wait for us to go to the back? Walk back to the table?
Yeah.
I was like, was I supposed to? And she goes, yeah, it's really rude for you to go to the bathroom with us. And then
she got a
bathroom. That's kind of like going to the party because you weren't invited, but you want to tag along with someone, and then you find something better to do, so you leave.
Right.
Like, if you go with us, you stay with us.
Yes. I don't get why it's such a big deal, though.
It's
like,
you can't sit with us.
It's not a big deal, but it's when he started, and what Kinsey and I tried to school Justin on, and maybe things work differently in gay relationships, but what Justin did was what we as women find men typically do in arguments. So
I'm rolling my eyes.
Yeah, I know. Kinsey got so mad at this. So we're sitting there, and we're just kind of telling him nicely, you know, the nice thing to do is just wait. We're quick. You wait on us. You know, unless you really needed to get back to something, you wait.
Right.
And he goes, and I said, it's just kind of etiquette. He goes, and I was on my phone at the time. I was actually doing something for Justin.
Oh, boy.
And he's like, well, it's not good etiquette to be on your phone at the table. I'm like, I'm doing something for you. And that's not what we're discussing right now.
Right.
So you're bringing up something totally different.
Right.
It's not like I was talking to someone or texting. I was actually doing something that he would benefit
from. And did you have food in your mouth at the time you were telling him this?
Chewing while talking?
I didn't. All but the point was that then we tried to school him on was this is typical male behavior. You're deflecting from what we're angry about, and you're bringing up something that wasn't an issue. You should have brought this up at a separate time.
Let's be honest. Women are really good at that, too.
Women are the best.
Women are
mad. But we like to say, hey, don't do this is not what we're discussing right, right now. We're discussing one issue. Don't make it about another right. issue. So then it turned to this whole legal argument.
Yeah. Right. That's what the guys normally say. We're not even talking about that now. You're talking about something I did like 2 years ago.
True. Well, I don't fight that way. I say we're going to talk about this. If you had an issue with this, you should have brought it up at another
time.
Which doesn't make sense to me either. It's like, why are you telling me what to do or how I should behave, whatever. You're also doing something that you shouldn't be doing either. You know?
But
you can't call him up. Still trying to defend yourself.
I can't believe it.
No.
And then George, even George took our side because there was another situation that Justin was trying to make excuses for something.
Another
and he said, at some point, you just have to say, I'm sorry.
Another one.
Yeah.
What was that? Never go to the bathroom with the girls again.
Yeah. That's what I realized,
that's the lesson
too.
Learned.
I'm
never
not
going
I'm sorry to us, but sometimes you say I'm sorry instead of making excuses.
Yeah, and that's what I realized too. Whenever a woman's mad at you, you just say I'm sorry.
Cave.
You're right.
Cave.
Exactly.
You're not going to win. And even if you do win, you don't
win. And they don't want to hear your side because you can't prove yourself to them, to nobody.
So you know what? That favor I was doing for you, bye.
Oh,
it's fine.
See?
It wasn't just for me. It was for more than just me.
What was it?
The
are
favor.
You about to cry?
No.
Oh.
No, but she's acting like she was doing something just for me, but it was for her.
Okay. All right.
Now the plot thickens now.
Yeah. Well, I guess next time you'll have to sit on the other end of the table.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but I loved talking to you guys. I had so much fun at that dinner.
The dinner was great.
Back and forth.
Me and Ashley were just giggling like a newlywed couple.
You were up there.
Oh, my gosh. Love you, Ashley.
Next time, I'm going to take that bomb photo of you.
Oh, that's what also got brought up, too.
Here we go.
You and Jenna fight like a boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, yes.
She wanted me to take a picture of her at this octopus chair or something like
that. I finally found my octopus. And so what I do is I took a photo of Justin and framed it up, and it's gorgeous. You can see the full octopus tentacles. And then he takes mine. My legs are cut off, and the tail of the octopus is cut off. I'm like, you didn't frame it.
And then some get chewed out because I didn't take a picture of her correctly.
Take it right.
But then I point out, I was like, but what about those bomb pictures that I took at you at the beach?
What about that tank again? Gas I bought you.
What about those pictures?
What about all the things I bought you?
So here I am getting yelled at for not taking it.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I'm so petty.
Yeah.
Now, can this relationship be saved? I don't know.
I don't know.
It is. I love you,
Jenna. And it was Monday.
I love Justin.
Monday.
So who's your favorite girl right now since you're mad at Kinsey and
Ashley.
Jenna?
Yeah.
Ashley, okay. Not to kick you while
I'll
you're
I'll never
down.
Forget that. Yeah.
Not to kick
I'm done
you
buying
you're down.
Stuff for him.
Because you're my boy, bro.
No.
There's more?
Yeah, there's more. What's your name again?
Ashley.
Uh-huh.
Right, it's
you
Ashley.
You mean Lindsay?
Lindsay! I don't even know my wife's name! I'm so sorry!
Well, he was so confident, I was like, I think I was calling her name. I said, I must have had her name wrong.
That's what I thought, too. I was
I'm
like,
so
Lindsay
sorry,
Kinsey.
Lindsay. Lindsay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
No.
That's like not even close.
Yeah. No, it is close.
It's a different white girl name.
But I must have had her name wrong this whole time.
My whole body's tingling. I enjoy this so much.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable.
It's okay. I actually thought I had a radio name, so I was really excited. But Ashley is my sister, but it's okay. Lindsay.
Okay.
See, so Justin's a dude.
That's
the girls drop the mic moment.
It's close.
I'm really, so sorry, Lindsay.
You really do have a little straight guy in you.
I do.
Oh, God.
Do you want to defend it?
No, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. I am so wrong.
You're growing up. He learned his lesson.
Oh, Justin.
Yeah.
So what did you learn now today, this morning?
Just that women are always right.
And your girlfriend's name is?
And Lindsay.
Her name's Lindsay. And you always wait for the girl
outside
the bathroom.
And wait for the girl when you go pee.
Well, I'm not going to the bathroom with a girl again.
Offer to hold her purse.
Because I felt more guilty leaving George by himself.
He was there with 12 other people.
I know, but there was a huge gap. Like a good.
See, and that's your opportunity to butter up the boss. So it's really your oversight. You shouldn't go with us. You should sit alone with the boss when you get one on one time.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. So that's why I messed up. That's why I was in a rush to get back to get my alone time with George. Can I borrow him for a sec?
How'd your alone time go? Did you finagle anything good?
Yeah, did you get anything?
No.
George said he harassed him, too.
No.
Yeah, George and Justin were fighting as well.
And JC never came to help out. He just quietly ate his food.
We don't help you.
No.
I had no idea this drama was going on.
Let me tell you one thing. Whatever side my wife was on, that's the side I'm on. So I just
look at him.
You know
smart
what I'm saying?
Like, smart
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm not going to jump on your side.
No,
and I'm always trying to help you out.
Yeah.
You always are, Jenna.
I do.
Yeah, no.
You're like, minutes earlier, you were making fun of my Frozone.
You know what?
Oh, the Frozone.
Yeah.
What's the Frozone?
From the Speedo.
That's what you're calling it?
Yeah, my Frozone.
His. Oh, God. Frozone?
Yeah. Is that a common term, or you just made that up?
No, I just made it up.
Let it froze. He's got fro down there.
It was like putting, panties on a bush. That's what.
Yeah, go ahead and check out the pictures.
Like a tarantula stuck in there.
People are zooming in. By the, don't zoom in.
You don't want to. Yeah, no razors, baby.
No zoom.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
No zoom.
My deepest and sincerest apologies for my Frozo.
You should have brought two, for all of two us. Razors yeah. for
right.
you.
I'm going to go shave. All right, we'll be back.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
I got something for you guys real quick.
What you got, dog?
It's time for Tidbit News.
Man, Big Al, this guy was just one shower away from the perfect crime.
One shower
yeah,
away?
But turns out it was just too much to ask for.
What happened?
35-year-old guy named Barry O'Prey broke into another guy's apartment named Ryan Boyd's. Barry stole Ryan's PlayStation 4, his Nintendo Switch, a bunch of other games worth about $1,300.
All right.
Ryan got home, found that he had been robbed. He noticed a very strong and awful smell in his house.
Okay.
It was the smell of horrible body odor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that bad?
But here's the thing. Ryan had smelled that before. He said, wait a minute. Earlier that morning, he walked past the guy sitting on the bench near his apartment. And yeah, that guy was Barry. So he passed that information along to the cops. They were able to track down Barry, his stinky butt.
He smelled so bad he remembered it.
Yeah, wow. And he was arrested for burglary. And last week, he was in court and pled guilty. So God bless his cellmate.
Oh. Well, at least he'll get a shower in prison, right?
I guess so.
Well, I mean,
hose him down.
Maybe he just doesn't know how to do it. He needs to watch Queer Eye and do that thing they do—the spray and walk through.
Spray, delay, walk
sometimes
away.
Yes, yeah. You don't just do cologne to cover up funk.
Sometimes you need to.
You got to wash funk off first.
I had to do that now because my wife got me some new cologne for my birthday, so I had to follow the Queer Eye thing—the spray, delay, walk away—and it works so well.
It does work.
Yeah,
I do like a cross X, like. Up, down, and left to right.
Oh, like direct onto the body?
Like doing the Trinity
yeah.
or something.
Like,
yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it depends on the strength of the cologne how you do it, but I think mine requires the walking through it. But speaking of that show, our boy Nick Adams had a little bit of an embarrassing moment. Because, hello, Nick.
Uh-oh.
Is this on?
Hey, check.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I did not know this while we were flying or notice it, but I think some people did.
Well, luckily, I was sitting up a few rows ahead of the rest of you guys.
Yeah, Nick had the VIP treatment.
And I was on an exit row. And why is it that whenever you're on an airplane, you pick the one thing that's going to make you cry? And that's what I did to watch.
Yeah.
I watched Queer Eye, season 2.
So good.
Very first episode.
I know. I saw that
It
one
had
too.
Me in tears. Justin warned me to ahead of time. And I said, I'm still just going to do it. I won't cry. Sure enough, by the end, I was just.
Really?
And I was on the aisle. And so if I was by a window, I could maybe turn. But no, I was trying to pull my hat down low, take off my glasses, trying to wipe the tears away.
And you were
away.
Sitting by another dude, weren't you?
I was sitting by another guy.
Yeah. Peeking over crying, too.
No, he was watching some, war movie. And so I felt really,
he was a man.
Demasculated, complete opposites. But it was so good.
It was. That's the only episode I've seen so far, too.
Did you
cry? Yes.
Did Alan cry?
He didn't watch it with me, no.
I need to watch it.
See, now
it.
I want to watch it to see if I'll cry.
He was out in the pool, and I was inside saying, I'll be out in a minute. One of those things.
That's fine, Nick. I do it. I mean, Mike, I used to go through my camera roll. When you don't have TV or internet on the plane, you go through your old photos, and that would make me cry. Listening to the one sad album.
This Queer Eye episode is about, it takes place mostly in a church, and it's about how the church, you preach, we love and we accept, except when it comes to gay people. Right,
and they felt so
and it
hurt.
Was that message. It's if you're a Christian, you love and accept everybody.
Yeah.
You know, what would Jesus do? And so it was basically that message. And one of the Queer Eye guys, the decorator guy, wouldn't even walk in the church because he was raised as a charismatic Christian.
Yes,
what's
happening?
He was. They were very evangelical. Oh, he was, his whole life was the church.
He said every day he was in church.
And he was He was a singer. He sang. That's what he did anyway. But he said he would go to the altar every Sunday and pray, try to pray the gay away. He's like, God, why are you making me this way? This is not what I want.
Wow.
And then when he finally came out to his family and the church, they all rejected him. Mm-hmm. And so he had a really hard time. But the mother that they were helping on this episode, her son, same situation, gay. And at first, she rejected him. But then she came to realize through some health struggles
that's
and some
baby
other things.
Boy.
That's my son regardless.
Yeah, right.
And so, and it was just, by the end of the episode.
Everybody's boo-hooing?
It's just so moving.
I'm going to take that little cry challenge.
And it was like the Wizard of Oz, though, at the end. Did you notice that?
No,
which part?
When she, you know how when Dorothy's leaving the Scarecrow and all of them behind, she goes to each one of them and says what she loves about them and
yes.
what she'll miss most.
Yeah.
The mom goes to each one of the Queer Eye Boys and lets them know why she loves them and what gift they bring to the world. It was just like Wizard of Oz. And the chef guy,
Anthony,
blubbering. He cannot control it.
That was
he just
so hot.
Stop crying.
Is
so
Anthony
hot.
Really a chef, or he just kind of makes some cool stuff?
People are going to hate me. He does nothing on that show. he shows up and shows someone how to like warm
make
up a
appetizer.
Tortilla, and
right.
that's his contribution.
It's food and wine. You need to know how to cook for
you
yourself.
You need to have one go-to dish, and that's basically what
he does. Yeah.
Except in this episode,
but they're easy dishes.
He tells the woman, "You teach me," so she, you know, it's
she did.
Fine.
Anthony.
He's a good-looking dude, though.
Oh,
Justin loves that guy.
Yeah, I don't know why him
My
crying.
Favorite's the hair. I can't remember names. The hairdresser.
Jonathan. Van Ness.
I
want to hang out with
Jonathan. Love him.
He's Justin. I mean, their personalities are just the biggest ones in the
room.
He
is nothing but love. Everybody will be super emotional, and it's a heartfelt moment. He's just like... He turns it light. I don't know.
Jonathan would have waited for the girls outside the bathroom.
He probably would. Yeah.
He would have been in the bathroom with them braiding their hair.
Love Jonathan.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's such a good show, and it's so loving, and you also learn a lot about the gay community and just the world as well. You know, it's very educational.
Well, I think both sides are learning. It's like, I can't remember the names again.
Gotta know the
black
world.
Guy that
Karama?
Like Karama. He had a huge problem with police until he sat down and talked with a police officer.
I remember that.
And then it's
that
like
last season.
You're afraid of what you don't know. Basically, I think is the lesson. And once you get to know people who are different from you, you realize there's a lot of common ground there.
Exactly.
So both the Queer Eye guys and the people they're helping, everybody's learning something.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And that's not the only show that made you cry, Nick?
No, something else did.
You do?
Well, it was a long plane ride. That's only less than an hour.
Is it because you're expecting another baby? You're all in your field.
So here's the background. Nick's about to have his first little baby girl.
That's right. Yeah. In November. And I have a almost 2-year-old now. But this one, it's not as funny. I was watching 13 Reasons Why, season 2. And it's not that good of a season.
No.
But I finally got to a part where it is really good. And a teacher is just breaking down, wishing he had done something else to help save Hannah. And it was like, finally, something really good and emotional happens in the show, and that got me for sure. It's like, woo! Crocodile tears.
Have you seen Lion, Nick?
No, I did not see
that
Lion.
On the flight back.
Yeah.
You never watched Lion? Oh.
No, my dad ruined it. He told me the whole movie. So,
if you know it, seeing it's different.
Yeah. Lion is so good.
See, I went in knowing that people cry in this movie, but the whole time I was going, I don't see it. I don't know. And then when it hits you, it's just like,
yeah.
I cried for 30 minutes.
Yeah, so sad.
But see, I watched them in a weekend period where I watched Lion, Arrival, La La Land, because they were all nominated for Academy Awards. I spent the entire weekend in the same sweatshirt ordering food, crying the whole time.
That's a good
look. In a good way. I loved it.
It's cathartic.
It was like a low point, but I felt good about it.
You gotta do that sometimes.
Coco still makes me cry every time.
Coco?
Yeah.
That's on Netflix now.
It's not, Every movie I buy ends up on Netflix.
Well, stop buying movies.
I know, but I want to go buy them because I want my kids to see it.
Well,
and then at
some juncture they do.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be taken off eventually.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first movie that ever made you cry?
I think I do. No.
The Fox and the Hound. Oh my gosh. When she has to take that fox back into the wilderness and she's like, I adopted you and you're the cutest little thing ever.
Yeah, Fifo Goes West.
I think I was like 5 and it was Godzilla.
What?
Godzilla?
Yeah.
Scared you into crying?
No, it was at the end like where they finally get Godzilla and it falls. And I think Godzilla had a little baby from what I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that made me cry.
Godzilla was actually a good guy.
Yeah.
Or a good girl. Was Godzilla a woman?
Yeah, I think it was a girl because she had a baby.
I don't know. I cry at the SPCA commercials. I cry at commercials.
Yeah. No lie, when I was
Purple
a kid.
Rain made me cry.
When I was a kid, I cried watching Baywatch.
Which episode?
David Hasselhoff's girlfriend died in his arms. I don't know what happened. But she died. And I was like, whoa, the feels.
Aww.
You know we have a David Hasselhoff out here on the beach.
We do?
Yeah, we have a lifeguard. On the beach.
Does he look like David Hasselhoff?
No, but he's got the cool Baywatch shorts on. So.
He has the red floaty buoy.
He has the same shorts, and JC did a video mouthing the music.
The music. Yeah,
we're trying to figure out what we call what you call the red floaty thing. We just called it a red floaty.
It's a buoy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a buoy. Yeah. We didn't know what to call it yesterday. We were fighting over it.
The floaty thing.
Yeah.
He let us borrow it for our TV show.
It was very nice of him. Because he could have needed it.
and we jogged down the beach in it. Oh, did you guys hear about the girl that was jogging on the beach and accidentally crossed the U.S. border from Canada?
No.
And got arrested for 2 weeks.
What?
You didn't hear about this story?
No. And she had to stay in her workout clothes?
I don't know what they probably put her in some jumpsuit, but she was jogging in Canada. She was visiting. She's French and doesn't speak English very well. And I guess while she was jogging on the beach, she ended up crossing the border. And when she turned around to go back, she was just taking a picture and was apprehended by some border agents.
Oh,
yeah.
So they put her in jail in the U.S.
And she said she thought they were just going to give her a warning and say, hey, or a ticket, a fine. And her English is broken because she only speaks French. And her mom was waiting for her to come home from the jog, and she never showed back up. And it turned out she got arrested, and she was held for crossing into Blaine, Washington for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's lame. Why are we punishing someone that was on a jog? 19-year-old
girl.
That's so sad. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous.
How did she just easily cross? She just walked up.
Like
on
the beach. It seemed like there would be something warning you there.
She said there was no sign.
Like you're now entering America.
Nothing. It was just she was just jogging on the beach.
That's not right.
This is America.
There has to be more to that story.
So many
not
Trump
getting.
Jokes I can't tell right now.
Yeah. Well, they're just doing their job. The agents are doing.
But, I mean, there has to be more to the story. 2 weeks said, detained for innocently jogging.
They put me in caged vehicles and brought me into their facility, she said. They asked me to remove all my personal belongings with my jewelry. They searched me everywhere. She didn't have her wallet or anything on her because, again, when you go jogging, you don't carry your wallet usually. Right. You just go for a jog and you come back home.
She was carrying her phone.
And she says, then I understood that it was getting very serious and I started to cry a little bit. Meanwhile, her mom's waiting for her back home.
Yeah.
And so it ended up, she had to be processed accordingly. Spent
2 weeks
in there, yeah.
Wow.
Good. I'm glad our taxpayer dollars are
well, they said it's
people going on jogs.
It's the responsibility of an individual traveling in the vicinity of an international border to maintain awareness of their surroundings.
Well, they need to mark they need to mark it somehow.
Yeah.
Or you know what they need to do?
And she might not be allowed back in the U.S.
Oh.
What?
Because she's a fugitive?
There has to be. Now she's got a record.
Because she crossed illegally.
Huh. Interesting.
Right. A wall would have prevented her from easily getting
in.
Put
a wall up there, too.
In Canada?
We love the Canadians.
No, we need Canada.
We love the Canadians.
We need Canada.
Or like a nice little picket fence. Be like, hey, this is America.
They're about to
be careful. A little picket fence with barbed wire.
You know what Saudi Arabia
is?
Saudi Arabia is going to make a canal to detach themselves from Qatar. So Qatar is going to become an island now.
Oh.
I couldn't even tell you what Qatar was.
It looks like Qatar, but it's Qatar.
Spell Qatar, okay. Justin.
Yeah, spell it.
C-U-T-T-E-O-R. Or is it Qatar? Is it Q-U?
Spell it.
Q-U?
Q-U-A-T-A-R?
Closer.
Yeah.
Just got one extra letter in there.
Q-A.
No Q-U, yeah.
Oh, I guess it doesn't.
Qatar.
They don't follow the Q falls. The U falls the Q.
Mm-mm.
Look at you knowing that.
I know, Brian.
Look
awesome,
at you knowing the world.
Let's play the king of it again. Come on.
Nah, we're good. We didn't do so well earlier.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.